Welcome to the Hypnotic Healers Podcast, your home for insights and insider knowledge about hypnotic change work. With your hosts, control practitioners and hypnotists, Nicole Mazzucato and Anthony Gitch.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hypnotic Healers. I'm Nicole Mazzucato, and as always, I'm here with my friend and co-host, Anthony Gitch, who is not all the way over there. He is right here in the building. Our usual disclaimer before we get started, neither Anthony nor I are licensed medical professional psychologists, psychiatrists, or anything of the sort, so please do not make any changes or alterations to any medications or treatments you're on based on the conversation you hear here today. Take what you like, leave the rest. And while you're leaving stuff, you could, might as well, why not, leave us a like, a love, a heart, a thumbs up, a review, get in touch, drop us a message, say hey. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Nicole. And, you know, thank you. It is nice to be here instead of over there. At any rate, today we are going to talk about the hypnotic techniques that are available to people out there and really choosing the one that best resonates with who you are as a person to deliver to the people that you're working with. Because in my opinion, those are the ones that are going to work best for you and the client.
Yes, I agree. We've talked about this many times on this podcast and with many guests that it's unusual the person that does one training and that's it. I mean, there are people out there that just do the one training and get on with that method because it really suits them and they don't feel like they want to learn anything else on top of that. But then there are other people that are doing lots of different trainings, learning different techniques, because at the end of the day, every training provider provides a fresh perspective, a new take, have their own twist on something. I mean, nobody's reinventing the wheel.
Correct.
Right? People are coming up with kind of new techniques, let's say, new ways of doing things, but we're not reinventing the wheel in that sense.
Right. The way I put it, it's like with control. The way I put it, Tim didn't reinvent the wheel. He tightened a few spokes and made the ride a little smoother for people who enjoy that ride.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So he found what works best for him, what felt most comfortable for him, put that into, you know, kind of reverse engineered what he was doing into that, and turned it into a system. And that's how he works and what works best for him. And I think that's fair to say of any training providers, that they've gone out there, they've worked with clients, they've done multiple trainings, and they've found what works for them based on what the work that they've been doing with their clients.
Yeah, I would agree. And I mean, it's like you said, I don't know any hypnotherapist out there who has taken one course, one and done. Because I think that for one thing, if you're interested in this work, you are probably a lifelong learner anyway, and you like to consume as much information as you can to help understand how the mind works for yourself so you can help other people understand how their mind is working. Yeah?
Yeah, I would say a lot of people that do this work are very much of that profile, and interested in human behavior and the human psyche.
Yeah.
And maybe this has been an alternative route for them rather than going down the route of training to be a psychologist or a counselor or a psychiatrist or something like that. It's a different way to help people. And some people don't feel the need to do such a deep dive into the mind and how the mind works and the psyche. Right. And just prefer to keep it simple. And that's fine too, really. You know, there's different courses for different horses, you know.
Oh, I've never heard that. Different strokes for different folks is what we've
courses
always
for
said.
Horses, yeah.
Courses for horses, I like that.
Yeah, exactly. So really it depends on what you're looking for, what your interests are, and what suits you. So today we said we'd talk a little bit about the training providers that some of the training providers that we know of. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I mean, there's got to be thousands of training providers across the world offering all sorts of different trainings and their own methods and their own things that they've put together. So in your local area, if you're interested in learning a bit about hypnosis. And also, to do a training, it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to go out and work with clients. You might go and do a training because you're interested in learning more about how to help yourself rather than becoming a professional and going and working with clients. And I know a few people that have done that as well.
Yes, there have been several on the control trainings. When I was training with Tim, we had several people from around the world that were just more interested. They wanted to know the ins and outs of it, but they were never going to go and apply the system to any kind of client or any kind of paid anything. It was just something that they were interested in.
I remember on one of my massage courses years ago, there was a guy that was on the course, and he said, oh, I'm not planning on doing this for work. It's just cheaper for me to do a course than to go and have a massage every week. I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, what a great idea. And I mean, you know, also for those people out there who they're coupled, right? And maybe the wife does want to learn how to do massage so she can work with the family and just herself and her friends and that sort of thing. And I think that's, yeah, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
I know with me, there are classes I have taken because I want to understand the structure of language and I want to understand how they are putting things together to make it work within their system, just because I'm a systems guy and I like to understand that sort of thing, but I will probably never use that stuff. But it helped to create a stronger base for the things that I was doing because it gave me a deeper understanding in some levels of some of the stuff that I was working with, I think.
Yeah. And like I say, you know, look, I used to be a teacher, let's say.
Let's say you were.
I used to be a teacher. I've done loads of different trainings in loads of different areas. I used to go regularly to teacher training days and things like that. And even if it's something that you think you know everything about, there's always something new that you can learn. And it really is about just rocking up with an open mind and saying, okay, well, what can I learn from these people here today? And I think you tend to go and train with people or choose to train with people that have the know, like, and trust factor for you, right? You see somebody talking, and that was what happened with all of the people that I've trained with. Mm-hmm. It's because they've, in that moment, they've said something that's really kind of struck a chord with me or really resonated with me, much like with Tim. When I first heard Tim talking, I was like, I have to talk to that guy. Because I really like how he talks.
Yep.
Same with Scott, same with, you know, the Jacquins. There's something about the way that they do things, the way that they approach things, the things that they say that I'm like, yeah, no, that resonates with me. They seem like good people. They seem like people that I want to learn from. So,
yeah, and that's interesting. I remember, you know, I think that for me, the very first class that I took, they, like you said, there was things that resonated with me. And when I said, listen, I work with, you know, facilitating the work of Byron Katie, and I facilitate, you know, conscious living work and mindfulness and that sort of thing. And my instructor, Erica, she was able to kind of blend that stuff into how it applied to the five path system, which made it really intriguing to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, I learned so much about things that I did not know anything about, obviously, in that class, because I told her when I first signed up, I'm like, okay, what should I study ahead of time? What should I know? I want to be prepared because I'm always wanting to be the very best student in the class. And she's nothing, she said. I want you to come with a completely empty book. And so for the first time in my life, I didn't do any pre-work before I went to that class. I did nothing on YouTube. Checked nothing out and just showed up because I didn't want to. It was a big investment. It was a really big investment. And I didn't want to tarnish the experience by walking in there and then having a presupposition, so to speak, or an idea about what I thought that they were going to be doing when in fact it might have been something completely different. And I didn't want to pigeonhole myself like that. So I think it's important with all of these people, anytime you do go into a training class and you are interested in something, I think it's important to go in with that open mind and to leave whatever you know outside the door. You've entered into this process, into this training, to gain that information, not to bring the information you know in and try to push it off on the teacher that's there and say, well, why aren't you doing it this way? And I think that that's important as a student.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And you get, I mean, everyone's different, right? Some people read loads and want to know everything and, you know, already come with loads of kind of questions and how does this apply and how does that apply and what's the difference here and what's the difference there, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging also for the trainer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, because, and there's nothing to say, you know, people that are like, there are some really smart people in this world that can absorb information at a rate that maybe somebody else can't, for example. Yeah. And they're really kind of chugging in information and then go to another course and like, okay, so how does this apply and how does that apply? And I think as a trainer, you have to be humble enough to say, well, okay, this is my take on it, but I don't necessarily know the work that you're referring to, if you don't, you know, or I haven't really kind of come across that, or I don't know.
Well, and in my last training class, I had a guy, very, 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 very smart student, and one of those people that are lifelong learners, and it does, like you said, it makes it, it puts the trainer in a position where you better be able to step up to the plate and explain what it is that you're doing. And if you don't understand how their stuff is applying to what it is you're doing, you need to acknowledge that. Because there's nothing wrong with that. It just means you haven't learned that other technique, or you may not understand what they're doing. I also think it's important at that point for a really good trainer to do a little bit of research in between those classes and just kind of look to see, well, how might this apply? Because now, how can I help this student grasp what it is that we're doing with our system, and how can I kind of build that together?
Yeah.
And a good example for me, so I used to be what they call an A-plus instructor, teaching people how to fix computers and that sort of stuff. This is way back in the early, that was almost back in the late 80s. Anyway, had a gentleman come in, and multiple teachers had said, this kid is not going to pass. He ain't going to do it. And he was the nicest guy, young man. He was a mechanic. And he didn't understand. He was just getting lost on how computer systems worked together. Having been growing up in the age where we still had shop in class, we had to take apart a lawnmower engine and put it back together as part of our class. So I was lucky enough to be able to dissect an engine, car engine, for him, and say, this is how this would relate to this. This is how this would relate to this. Once I did that, he graduated like better than anybody else in all of the stuff, because now he understood.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is like the carburetor. This is like this, you know? And what, for me, I think, you know, where did those other instructors kind of fail him? Because he wasn't failing the system.
Right.
The system was failing him.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that as instructors, and when you look for an instructor, you need to look for somebody who's genuinely interested in your success.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody that talks your language in the way that you can understand it. And I'm not referring to you know, different languages in that sense, but there are lots of different learning styles, and I think a lot of trainers, when you become a trainer in something, you don't necessarily have a pedagogical background, so you don't understand the difference in learning styles and whatnot, and how different people need different approaches, and some people are more visual, some people are more auditory, even though, you know, standard in terms of hypnosis and NLP, but a lot of people don't translate that into their teaching right. of stuff. And I've come across a lot of people that just sit there and talk for hours and hours and hours on end. And that doesn't work for a lot of people, especially today, where attention is really short-lived, concentration and focus is really short-lived. And I know for me that if I'm just sitting there and somebody's just talking at me for hours on end, I definitely shut off. And I need the visuals to keep me going as well. I need a visual representation of something. I need to experience something to understand it as well. So there's a lot of different elements that, you know, I personally need to be able to really incorporate something. So when you go and you're looking for a course, you want to make sure and talk to the trainers. And I think that's an important part of this. Rather than just talking to a sales team, you want to be able to talk to the trainer and ask the questions that you need to ask about, okay, how do you run this training? And what sort of materials do you provide? And what, you know, how is the learning conducted? How is the teaching conducted? Bring forward your best, the way that you learn the best, and how can they accommodate that? And how, you know, do they already have that incorporated, the ability to accommodate what you need in the training? Are they willing to adapt it if they don't? And is this the right training for you? Rather than just talking to a sales team that really just want your credit card number, can you actually talk to the person that's providing the training and find out the kind of ins and outs of how they're providing that training and if it's a genuine fit for what you need?
Right. I mean, I know you said it earlier, when people talk at you, that is an immediate shutdown for me, because I don't ever want to be talked at. I want to be spoken with and talked to. You know what I mean? And so, and I am, we were just talking about this the other day with even learning languages, right? I can hear something, and if I hear it over and over, I can almost duplicate it, but I have to see how the mouth is being used when they're enunciating things and speaking, so I can understand, where is it coming from? How is that all being formed, right? Mm. And there are some people, if I were to tell that to them, they would be like, the hell are you talking about? Mm. Why would you need to do that? Can't you just read it out of a book? And no, I want to see what's going on, right? And I think, quite frankly, that for you and I think that's one of the things that make us good trainers, because we will work with each of our students to make sure that they are understanding in the way that they need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what's the point otherwise?
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of training providers, I don't actually know that I want to get into naming specific training providers here, because you and I have each done our own trainings. We've mentioned a lot of the people that we've trained with. We've had them all pretty much on the show at different points. So rather than go through specific training providers, I think it's important for people to look at, do you want to train online? Do you want to train in person? Or do you want a sort of hybrid version of a training? I know me personally, I'm pretty saturated with doing stuff online after the pandemic and spending 3 years online. I still work online and stuff, but courses and stuff, you know, I would much sooner opt into a face-to-face training myself than worldwide. But then if there's a particular person you want to train with and you can't get to them because they're on the other side of the world or whatever, then maybe you do want to kind of do the online thing, and you're happy to do that. So that's, I think, one thing that you need to take into consideration. It's definitely the know, like, and trust factor, right? You're going to be attracted to the people that resonate with you. You speak the same language, whatever, all of the things that we've talked about here.
The ethics are there. They match your ethics. They match your integrity system.
Mm.
All of that stuff needs to be in place, because the worst thing you can do is to pay for a class, jump in there, and day one or day two going, what the heck have I done here? What have I just stepped in? Because this person does not match with my belief systems, right? And I mean, we are people that our job is to help change belief systems, but sometimes belief systems don't need to be changed, right? I mean, as far as personal ethics and integrity and stuff like that go, and just interaction with people, right? I mean, if somebody were to make an off comment about, you know, a gay person or something like that, and I heard that, I wouldn't feel comfortable then in that person's class by chance, right? And how do they respond to that kind of stuff? Because that impacts your ability to bring the information in, because all of a sudden you've got a wall up, possibly because you're upset, you're frustrated, whatever it may be, and that creates a barrier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Another thing I would say is check out reviews.
Absolutely.
You know, do your research, go and check out reviews on the training providers. And okay, look, we know that reviews are a bit of a minefield and people leave bad reviews because they've got a grudge or whatever it is, but you can filter through some reviews, and if the majority of them look like they're pretty solid, then, you know, go with your gut as well there. See if you can, you know, speak to the trainers. Are they willing to provide you a 15-minute consultation call or something like that? Are they pushing for the sale is another thing. Are they just trying to get your credit card number, or are they genuinely kind of taking the time to go through the course with you and explain it to you and answer your questions? I think that's a big one. And financially, does it suit where you're at? I know a lot of people that, you know, personal development, go and take out a loan and you'll be really invested in doing this and blah, blah, blah. I think okay, there's going to be lots of different opinions on that.
Yes.
But I think there are so many different courses out there, and I've done amazing courses that have cost very little money in relation to what some people are charging. Yeah. So, you know, you can find courses for all different sorts of price ranges, and find the one that feels right for you. You know, do you really need to take out a 20 grand loan to go and do a hypnosis training? You probably can if you want to, but is it necessary? Probably not. You can find other training providers that provide you with a high level training,
right,
with lots of support, and charge you a lot less than that.
Right, because it's not about the money they charge. Mm. It's about the quality of the content.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, what is it you're learning? And again, does it resonate with who you are, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when I first saw Tim Bock speak at the World Hypnosis Convention, I was like, this is a guy that I respect what he's doing, and I like the way he's working. I like the way he speaks. And then I jumped immediately onto that course, and it became one of my major staples of everything that I do. I mean, obviously I teach the system now.
Mm.
And it's because of the quality of the content that he teaches, and everybody that I know that I have personally taught and that Tim has taught, they will all say the same thing.
Mm.
There's really good content. Most important that they say, as far as I'm concerned, is the support that is included with that sort of training. And we bring that up to, you know, not that we're, like you said, we're not talking about anything in particular, just that was my personal experience and why I was drawn to that. And I think it's important that it's really important that you talk to the instructor, right? And like you said, with the reviews, one of the things that I learned when it comes to reviews, because I always go to the very bottom, anything I buy online, I look at the reviews, right? And I'll look at the 1-star reviews. I want to look at those, and I want to look at the 5-star reviews. And the 1-star reviews, I'll look to see, okay, this person left a 1-star review, and I'm going to read how they word their review, right? Mm-hmm. Is it anger? Is it full of malcontent? That kind of stuff. And then I'm going to go and see who else they have reviewed, who else they have done, and have they ever said anything nice about anybody, right? Because again, that's important as well. Who is that coming from, and what kind of person is that coming from? Because it may be somebody who is just angry at the world all the time anyway, and they don't know how to leave a good review, and that says more about them than it does the quality of the people that they're learning from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then another approach here is to get in touch with people from the community, people that have done the training. I know loads of people have gotten in touch with me about different things that they've seen me on and trainings that I've done and whatnot, and asked me about them. And I'll always give my honest opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that's another important point. Reach out to people. I think most people would be happy to kind of have a conversation with you about a course or something like that, and give you their honest opinion on how it was for them, what they got from it, what they liked and what they didn't like, you know, what they use and what they took from it. So don't be afraid to reach out to people that are part of that specific community. And then they're not hard to find. You know, you can certainly find people that have done different trainings, and certainly trainings that you're interested in.
Absolutely.
So, a few things to take into consideration. And I think, like I say, even if you're just interested in finding out or discovering more about yourself and how you can help yourself, and you're not interested in working with clients, then you can certainly go away and do a course, a training, and learn how to make improvements in your own life, whether you choose to apply that to anyone else or not.
Yeah, I have been real, since meeting you, there have been a couple training classes that I have been really interested in taking because of the way that you talk about the instructor, because of the way that you, and because I trust you and I know you, and I'm like, okay, well, if Nicole is down with this, then there's probably some good stuff there, right? Mm. And on the flip side of that, I've jumped in board and I'm like, okay, maybe this isn't necessarily for me. And so I've kind of backed out of it, right? Mm. And that's okay too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Courses for horses.
Courses for horses, yep. Strokes for folks.
Or is it horses for courses? I think I might be getting that the wrong way around. Anyway, who knows? Does it matter? No, I don't care. Okay, cool. Well, I think that's it for today. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you've got any questions. Get in touch. If there's any trainings that we've done that you've heard us talk about, then, you know, feel free to drop us a message or a line, and I'll definitely be happy to kind of give you my honest opinion, my based on my experience. And that's it from us.
Yeah, everybody, thank you for joining us. Like, love, and share us around, please. And get in touch with us. Nicole and I are always here to help out whenever we can.
Indeed. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Hypnotic Healers Podcast. Don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Facebook. You can also join our mailing list at hypnotichealers.com.